Conventional tomatoes are picked when they're still green and hard. This machine tests a tomato's firmness. Afterwards, these green tomatoes are ripened with ethylene gas, and the color changes to red. Ken Shoemaker is CEO for Lippmann Produce. He says as the largest fresh tomato producer in the country, they have to pick them green.
Years ago, all of us remember that tomato flavor from Grandma in the backyard in the middle of August, but Grandma's crop only lasted 2 or 3 weeks. We're refreshingly dependable, and to do that, we have to have crop 52 weeks a year, which changes the way that we grow.
Then there's the weather. It seems that everything that can kill a tomato plant thrives in Florida's tropical humidity. Tomatoes need dry weather, so growers rely on lots of pesticides, fungicides, and other chemicals. Barry Esterbrook is a journalist and author of the book Tomato Land. He says it's unlikely Florida growers will change their way of doing things.
You know, they're in big factories, there's big assembly lines, the trucks, the way the plants they grow. They have a huge investment in that. And for them to change, they would have to abandon, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of factories and infrastructure.
If you're old enough, you may remember when grocery stores only offered one type of tomato, usually three of them, in a little cellophane-wrapped package.
And I live in Vermont, in a small town, and so we kind of have a crummy supermarket as far as produce goes. But I walked in there, I could get $4 a pound hydroponic tomatoes, I could get grape tomatoes, I could get cherry tomatoes, I could get tomatoes on vine, I could get, on and on and on.
Now back to those imports. There are those vine-ripe tomatoes in Mexico and hydroponics from Canada grown in greenhouses. This is known as protected agriculture. More and more consumers like that, along with organic and specialty produce. Shoemaker from Lippmann Produce says they're not moving into greenhouse production anytime soon.
Well, we're still very bullish on growing outside. There's a lot more product being grown under protected ag, but we still believe that good old sunshine and dirt grow the best tasting and the most flavorful and healthy, tomatoes.
In this vault, there are about 25,000 packets of seeds, each genetically unique. Esterbrook has been following the industry for about a decade. He says Florida growers need to modernize in order to compete in the fresh tomato market.
And I would say that Florida growers should start trying to shift as much of their efforts as they can into these premium value-added crops, tomatoes that really taste good.
But this thinking makes people at Lippmann bristle. They've been a family business supplying conventional tomatoes for over 60 years.
We grow some organic product. We grow some organic grape tomatoes. But, we believe that the best way to continue to decrease our inputs, essentially pesticides and other fertilizers, is to breed better plants.
For now, organic and specialty imports will continue to chip away at Florida's share of the market. But depending on how trade rules are changed, those tomatoes coming from across the border may become more expensive. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Estero.